Good morning, America. I'm Charles Gibson.
I'm Diane Sawyer, and it's Tuesday, September 11th, 2001.
It is lunchtime in London, 5 a.m. in Los Angeles, and 8 a.m. here in New York, live from the CNN Financial News headquarters.
It is beautiful outside, perfect September day with lots of sunshine. Oh, would you look at Washington, huh? I'm going outside today.
Number two.
Yeah. This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center. Apparently a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York.
It does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
Dear Lord.
Just I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of absolute.
Yes, and that's
view.
The second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway.
This is so shocking, of course, to everybody watching.
I've never seen anything like it. It literally blew itself into World Trade Center.
Captain Cuntrell, President Bush is speaking.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
And the Pentagon is being evacuated. There is a large fire there, and that is the smoke you see in the shot that you are looking at now.
It appears that an aircraft of some sort did hit the side of the Pentagon.
It's a very haunting description that Bob Kerr just gave of that low-flying aircraft near the White House, and one can only wonder if that was something that ultimately ended up in the Pentagon.
We just saw a live picture of what seemed to be a portion of the building falling away.
Wow.
And some
Jamie, I need you to stop for a second. There has just been a huge explosion. We can see a billowing smoke rising. And I'll tell you that I can't see that second tower, but there was a cascade of sparks and fire, and now it looks almost like a mushroom cloud explosion.
Let's go to the Trade Tower again, because, John, we now have what do we have? We don't.
It looks like a new plume, a new large plume of smoke.
Thanks very much.
It has completely collapsed.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
The whole building has collapsed?
The building has collapsed.
We heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know.
And there's, you can see, perhaps the second tower, the front tower, the top portion of which is collapsing. Good Lord. There are no words.
American 11, are you trying to call?
The cockpit is not answering their phone.
Our number one has been stabbed, and our five has been stabbed.
I am going to call from Washington. I am in a situation with American 11, a possible hijack.
What's going on, Betty? The aircraft is erratic again. Problem, are you ready? Betty, talk to me. Betty, are you there? Betty? Ready?
A plane just hit the World Trade Center.
What?
The 737.
It what?
Like the World Trade Center.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
United 175, New York. We have some problems over here right now. We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
Jules, this is Ryan. Listen, on an airplane that's been hijacked. If things don't go well, it's not looking good. I just want you to know I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. So have a good time. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you. And I will see you in the future. Bye, babe.
What are those people going to do? All the elevators are blocked down.
Okay,
I got an aircraft 6 miles east of the White House.
Hello?
Crystal City, just north of Crystal City.
Just to the north of
your town. Yeah, stop all the departures.
Pentagon just got hit. Don't put in that. God damn, I can't even protect my NCA.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound 370.
Negative contact, we're looking at United 93.
United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the sound right then.
They got that piece of dock. Keep remaining sitting. You have a ball aboard.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
We're 56865. We have I believe it is a Boeing 757. Can you see him up there, sir?
That's confirmed. It looks like he's rocking his wings.
Roger.
He's rocking back and forth.
Number 56865, I advise you stay away from that aircraft. Go north as fast as you can.
United 93, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land?
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes,
down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
After he walked into the classroom and I was still left in the holding room, the door shut, and the director of the White House Situation Room, a Navy captain at the time, Deb Lauer, came up to me and said, sir, it appears it was not a small twin-engine prop plane, it was a commercial jetliner. And then a nanosecond later, she came up and told me, oh my gosh, another plane hit the other tower at the World Trade Center. That's when I contemplated my responsibilities as chief of staff. And the test was, does the president need to know? The answer is yes, no, obvious yes. I made a decision to pass on two facts, make one editorial comment. I thought about what I would say. I knew that I couldn't expect the president to have a dialogue with me because he was sitting in front of a press pool in front of these second graders. And I did think about the words that I would use. I'm not sure that I knew enough to think to use 11 words. It just turns out it was 11 words. I opened the door, the classroom went in, and when it was appropriate, when the president was not participating in a dialogue with those young students, I walked up to him and leaned over and said, a second plane hit the second tower. America is under attack. I then stood back from him so he couldn't ask a question. I knew that what I delivered as a message was a very unusual message. It was going to be a historic message for him to receive. I knew that he was in a venue where he really probably couldn't ask questions the way he wanted to, but I also had every expectation that he recognized what his job was as president.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.